gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on a roll.
One week, and we will see, we hope. Thank you for tuning in to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. That's right, folks, we're here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, just like we are every evening except Saturdays at 5 p.m. All right, once again, as I said, we're live. That means you can be a part of the show. Just give us a call at 407-774-8255. I am Christopher Hart, the chairman of the board. Michael McBath is in the studio. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. Before we even get started at all, though, folks, you know, this morning I hope a lot of you participated in our power prayer. We were at it. I was at it with our buddy Frank at 3:30 this morning. We were out praying, and so I hope you folks were doing it too, sometime in that window from 3 to 6 a.m. And I'd like to ask you to pray now, though, and of course that was to pray for our country, to pray for the election of Donald Trump. But my pastor Peter, is in the hospital tonight with the doctors puzzling over what to do about his condition. And so I'd like you to pray for my pastor Peter, Peter Terletsky. And he's a fascinating man. He worked for the company for a time. You know what the company is, don't you?
Not the foundation.
No, the company is the sort of inside name for the CIA, and that's where he was when he found God, when he found Jesus, and he really turned his life around, and he's in some pretty rough water tonight, and he'd appreciate that because he was a sailor. They used to sail the oceans blue,
right? Wow.
And he and his wife, Rosemary, so please, your prayers for Pastor Peter tonight. Okay, and we'll talk more about the power prayer later on in the show. We got a lot of other stuff to talk about tonight, and we're going to get to all of it, I hope. And some of the stuff that we've been talking about on the show in the past is being echoed
now in other
places around.
We're light years ahead on many of the prognosticators, I can tell you that.
And, of course, Mike McBath himself was way ahead on this Obamacare thing. And today is the first day of the new sign-up season, whatever you want to call it. We're going to get to that, too. But first of all, I understand that you had a real, real rough weekend.
You know what? I'm killing myself. I actually had to go 2 days of golf, 3 days of parties, but this was actually
an ocean front, or at least Gulf of Mexico front.
Yeah, I know. I was up in Destin, but I'm always thinking on the political side while I'm enjoying the golf and the martinis, et cetera.
And the company.
Yeah, it was a fundraiser for homeless vets, and this has been going on up there for like 20 years. It's been the whole area, you know, has grasped this, and they love it. And it's sold out. You have double flights, and the money they make is tremendous. And it goes to the homeless vets, which is a different twist than some of the other areas.
Right.
But the most unique thing I ran into, this shocked me more than anything. Two things shocked me. I ran into Jim McMahon, right? The quarterback, two Super Bowls,
Chicago Bears.
I mean, I thought he was down and out with this concussion program.
He was for a while.
And I walk up to him. I said, Jim, what are you doing here? I thought you had all these problems. And he was absolutely as fluent as you could get, as energetic as you could get. And he said, Mike, I feel as good as I've ever felt. And that evening at the party, he really proved he was the true Jim McMahon, right? Somebody said, well, that might be an actor. I said, not. So I go to the party, and it was like business casual sport coat, you know, and a golf shirt and pants. So I go there, and there's Jim McMahon. Jim, a couple things you forgot. He comes in, he has a Hawaiian shirt on, he has plaid shorts on, he has sunglasses on. I said, you know what, you got to be feeling okay, Jim. You know, but you know, he is a character, obviously, in many ways. But I will say he's had a reverse personality. He was extremely affable. You know, he did everything he could to help him raise money, and he went really above and beyond the cause, which is great to see that, because here's a player I call did a reverse, and possibly, you know, the problems of life turned his life around, you know, in a very positive way.
That's good
to
hear.
But there was one thing, though, that was more amazing to me than probably anything I've seen recently. They brought up a vet, because remember, this is for homeless vets.
Right.
This gentleman goes to the front of the stage. He fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He was 97 years old, as fluent as you could get, and as agile as you could get.
Yeah.
And as much hair on his head as you could have. 97 years old. I couldn't believe this
good
gentleman.
Geez, buddy.
I mean, this guy, you know, he could virtually run up on the stage. He was extremely articulate. And he could recite everything that occurred. It was just an amazing story. And he's written a couple books and things of that nature. But just to see that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I will say the
greatest
people
generation
of that sector of Florida support the veterans tremendously now.
And they also support somebody else.
Yeah. And you talk about Trump supporters. I mean, once I got past Tallahassee, everywhere I went, it was Trump signs on the highways, the neighborhoods. I mean, everybody, if you mentioned name Hillary, you'd be afraid they'd beat you up or spit on you. I never saw such a collection of Trump people. And it was great to see that. And I guess we understand why Hillary never goes up there and makes a speech, because they would probably just tell her, don't stop by. Because, I mean, it's great to see such zealot people that are, and, you know, really, because you have the Alabama people in the corner there, and, you know, they're not Hillary fans in any respect.
Nope.
So it was really somewhat of an enlightening weekend, but one that gives you great faith and hope that Trump is going to end up taking this event, and particularly the state of Florida. And I'm going to go way against the TV where, oh, you know, this is really a close race. It's not going to be close. Sorry. Trump is going to run away with it. Watch and see.
All right. Well, speaking of Hillary and speeches, she is due to make one of those at a rally in Sanford. And get this, she is going to be at the Sanford Civic Center.
Oh, I thought you said the zoo.
I didn't know Sanford had a civic center, to be honest
with
you.
They found the building small enough that they could get her people in and make it look like a crowd.
I apologize to our listeners in and around the Sanford area. I literally did not, and I've lived here all my life, know Sanford had a civic center. And it is not a big venue.
Is that near the river or something?
What's that?
I wonder if it's near the river. You know how the river goes down?
Maybe so. Nick, have you ever heard of the Sanford Civic Center? He's shaking his head.
Maybe they did it that way.
Maybe you can look it up. He's in there looking it up now. We'll try to get some details on it. Not that you want to go out there.
No, I'm not interested at all. I just figure it's a place to avoid.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, of course, the crowd is going to be dwarfed by what Trump had just a few days ago when he was in Sanford. Well, last week. And by the way, as we mentioned last night, broke right here on this show, on this network, that Trump is coming to town himself tomorrow at the Central Florida Fairgrounds. And I believe they say he's going to speak at the amphitheater, which means that's going to be back in the toward the back. They call that Barnett Park.
I've been there
Park.
Numerous times for the fair.
Exactly.
That's right. He'll be back there. And there'll be plenty.
There'll be a stage. Nice
there'll
stage.
There'll be a lot of parking.
A lot of room. And
good opportunity to see him and get further excited.
Okay. All right. Nick pulled it up. Sure enough, the Sanford Civic Center holds 600 to 700 people. So
Nick,
if she gets 700 people, she'll have a crowd about one-seventh. We'll just be generous. One-tenth the size of Trump's.
You're being very generous. That's only 7,000, Chris.
Right.
Math, 700.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We'll be real generous.
We're
and you're
real
right.
Generous.
And you're right, Mike. It is.
See,
right.
I think I remember
right
going
on the lake.
By that place.
Right
and
on the lake.
The parking is going to be absolutely
a
horrendous.
Nightmare.
I know. Can you believe those idiots would even put her there? Well,
because they
in.
Wanted a venue where she could fill it up, you see.
But, Chris, where are they going to park?
I don't know.
Sanford can make a lot of traffic ticket money.
I don't know. But Hillary is coming to town. And guess who's not going to be with her? And this is why we know that what has happened over the last week is huge.
Humidor?
UMA.
Oh, that's what I thought.
UMA, or HUMA, or whatever you want to call her, is with the Clinton campaign recently. Over the last few days, as a matter of fact, she's been absent without leave, or maybe absent because of whatever.
You know,
she has taken her leave.
She's now referred to as a staffer.
Yes.
Not her best friend, not her confidant. She's now just a distant staffer. Not.
Yeah. How quickly things turn. And evidently what has happened is she has taken the fall, or she is taking the blame from Hillary. This is my opinion. This is not public. That she's taking the blame for Hillary for what has happened, because there are emails, according to, I believe it was Stuart Varney this morning on Fox. He said that sources have said that there are classified documents on that Wiener laptop. That is bad. I mean, from her perspective,
right.
That is seriously bad.
Right.
From Huma Abedin's perspective, that's even worse, because she could very likely go to jail over this. Anthony Weiner himself could go to jail over this.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Hillary Clinton could lose the presidency over this.
And she's going to.
And that would be sweet. How sweet that would be, right?
Yeah.
So we want to welcome you by yourself to O-Town, Ms. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I hope you find a parking space up there.
Yeah.
All three of you are going to have a great time.
That's right, indeed. And so anybody up around the Sanford area this evening, you might want to, you know, take the long way around, because you're going to end up taking the long way around anyway, because the traffic is going to be a nightmare. And she's scheduled to speak at 6:15. So I would imagine she's going to arrive.
Is that after her nap or before it?
She's probably napping right now on the plane. I imagine she's having some insomnia here lately. With the things that have been happening. She, I would assume, is going to arrive at the Sanford airport and then be caravanned over to downtown Sanford there.
5 minutes.
So,
she should be able to stay awake for at least 5 minutes across.
They haven't consulted me. I haven't seen the itinerary, but I would presume that that is going to be it. So if you're in and around that area, you want to avoid anywhere between the Sanford airport and that lakefront Civic Center site down there. Of course, unless you're going down there to see her or protest her, which, of course, is part of the Great American Way. And we encourage either one. But the fact that Huma Abedin is no longer traveling, I mean, they have been like two peas in a pod for how long? Ever since Hillary was in the White House, okay, when Huma came along as a sweet little Muslim Brotherhood intern plant. And they were two peas in a pod. All this time, suddenly she's gone. That, more than anything else, is a terribly bad omen, if you will, for Hillary Clinton.
Well, you know Hillary's saying, a friend in need is not a friend I need.
It's not a friend I need.
Yeah, so all she's right. Taking care of Huma, that's
all
for
right,
sure.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take some phone calls. We got George, or maybe we got George. We got Brad, and we can take your phone call, too, 407-774-8255. Hillary, if you're out there, the number is 407-774-8255.
A lot of issues to discuss. I like to talk about the foundation and that 90% that you paid out.
Yeah. Yeah, to themselves.
Yeah, I know.
We'll be right back.
Are you an undecided voter? Or maybe you think sitting on the sidelines is the way to go. It's not. Then don't miss a final roar from the I-4 corridor. Decision 2016. Rally the vote. Election Eve, Monday, November 7th, 1 p.m. at Starlight Baptist in Winter Springs. Featuring outspoken Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, a new star in the conservative movement, a voice for America, making his return to the I-4 corridor. And national talk radio host Mike Gallagher, where his patented Fight the Good Fight has become the national battle cry for change in common sense. Plus special guest appearances you won't want to miss. Download your free tickets now at am660theanswer.com. Decision 2016. Rally the vote. Doors open at noon. The event begins at 1. This is a perfect event for your undecided friends, too. Bring them along. Don't miss the final roar from the I-4 corridor. Decision 2016. Rally the vote at Starlight Baptist, 350 Hayes Road in Winter Springs. Clark Gallagher. Decision 2016. Rally the vote.
Folks, please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
The most important issue facing Florida today is our water management, specifically stormwater management. I estimate about 70% of all of our pollution in our rivers, lakes, and streams comes from our stormwater. We need to capture, clean, and redistribute this valuable resource. We need to stop wasting millions of acre feet a year to tide, and we need to take advantage of the water that's given to us. I'm Steve Edmonds, NPA candidate for Florida House District 28, and I approve this message.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
Getting a bit heavier on I-4 eastbound. You're on the brakes starting at John Young Parkway up to Ivanhoe and then Fairbanks to 436, also heavy, and heavy 417 to the bridge. Westbound delays, Ivanhoe to Michigan Street. You're slow John Young Parkway to the Turnpike Beach Line to 535 and now past World Drive. 417, typical delays northbound from Curry Ford Road on up. 408 westbound, a disabled vehicle right there at I-4 at the exit ramp to I-4 westbound has the ramp closed and delays back to Bumby. I'm Mick Dolan at FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, a little bit of Evil Woman dedicated to Hillary Clinton out there. This is sent to her from somebody named Abedin.
Or from Vince. Foster.
Who Bob? Yes.
Oh, that's right. He's not here anymore.
Oh, that's cruel. All right. Yes, Hillary, welcome to Orlando. And, yeah, if anybody is in the traffic jam, according to Anonymous, it's not a Hillary supporter because Clinton supporters don't drive cars, or at least not many of them do. Yeah, they probably have had their licenses
maybe
revoked.
Like a body-sized kite or something like that where they don't use
that's
energy.
Right. All right, let's go through some phone calls while we have time in this segment of the show. Brad's up first. Thank you for calling, Brad. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys. One thing I've noticed, and I've been watching wall-to-wall coverage, is the Democrats are just putting out there, well, there's no smoking gun, you know, within the content of the emails, but they're not talking about the obvious. The obvious is that out of 600,000 emails, the ones coming from HillaryClinton.gov, if just a fraction of them are classified or highly classified, this is an unsecured laptop that may have pornography, porn sites, and viruses, because we know that Wiener is a porn addict. And he is cooperating with the FBI, but that has to be multiple felonies because it's no longer her server. That's what people don't understand. Just the very presence of a classified email on an unsecure laptop is national security problem, compromise,
right.
You name it. I mean,
right.
The fact that the news media is not even addressing this right now is a matter of concern for me because I'm not a journalist. But,
yes.
I mean, this is the elephant in the room that people have to know is of the uttermost seriousness. That's why Comey did what he did, because this is a motherlode here, 600,000 emails. Now, I'm not saying they're all classified, but
no.
What I am saying is
if any
has to be, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed it is. And this is big trouble for them. And here's what the FBI is going to do. Should they do things the way they usually do, they're going to go to Huma Abedin and her lawyer, and they're going to say, do you want to go to prison? Oh, you don't. Okay, here's a way out. You start talking. Okay?
Yeah. All right? Tweet, tweet, tweet.
That's how it's going to work, you see. And the Clintons know that now. They got big legal problems they're looking at. Huge legal problems. And it does go right to the Wiener, you know, thing. And it's like I was saying last week, it's ironic. Hillary, if you're listening, I'm sure you've noticed this, but your downfall has been brought on by your daughter. Your best friend or lover or whatever she is. I'm not talking about Bill. And then Bill, too, right? So,
and primarily you.
You're doing, but it's the three people closest
right.
to you
right.
that is responsible for revealing your dirty deeds.
A package deal.
Exactly. Let's go to George. George is up next. George, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate you being there. Is George still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. Go ahead, my man.
All right, I'm taking my 13-year-old daughter tomorrow to see the Trumpster.
God bless you. Good man.
And I'm going to be wearing my foundation hat right there. Speaking of foundations, you guys hustled up any money for the foundation yet?
That'll go to the legal bills.
We're waiting for the Clintons to put out one of those infomercial things on how to do it. We're not as quite as good at it as they are yet.
Let me ask you this. Have you guys ever went to one of those events?
Yeah.
Well, give me, do you have any advice?
Go early. Go early.
I'm taking the kid out of school, so I can't.
Yeah, good for you. That's what my dad used to do. And go early, eat you a couple of bananas. Each one of you should eat a banana in the morning around 10:30, 11 o'clock between breakfast and lunch. Plan on standing around a lot and plan on having a good time. But main thing is go early so you can get in there and get a good place. You know where it's at?
Yeah. Yes, they're on Colonial, down where the gun shows and everything else is over there.
Correct, except it's not going to be in where the gun shows actually are. It's going to be further in what I call the back. It's down there by the lake. It's called Barnett Park. So you would actually not turn in where you turn in and go to the gun show. You go one more entrance to the west, but you can get in there either way.
George,
they'll have people directing traffic there. They're going to have to be deputies there because it's going to be a huge crowd.
Wear your Hillary for Prison T-shirt, George. You'll fit in perfectly.
I'm going to wear my adversary hat. Of course, they gave me on my ticket. It says no cameras, no signs, no nothing. It says no selfie sticks. Well, my selfie stick is useless, so that's no problem.
You and me both, brother. Just go early and have a great time, and let us know if you can tomorrow night.
I got a couple of quickies on the NFL if you have time.
You make them quick because I'm running out of time this segment.
Well, they're not that fast.
Well, I got it. You got it. Can you do it in a minute?
I have some ideas about observation in NFL. They got more hot dogs on the field than they have in the concession stand. So I'm going to start a little teacher for celebration. We're going to teach the great moves for good plays. For example,
up to the NFLPA.
There you go.
All right. Appreciate it, George. Have a good time tomorrow. All right, Eric and Lou, please hold through the break. I don't have enough time to be fair to either one of you, but I do want to hear what each one of you has to say, and I know our audience will as well. So please stay with us, and we'll be back after the top of the hour. The bottom of the hour news break. Also, you might have heard the commercial during the last break. This Monday at the Starlight Baptist Church in Winter Springs.
This is going to be huge.
Come out and join us. That's right. Mike Gallagher is going to be there. Sheriff David Clark's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Mike's going to be there. It's going to be a great event. Just go to am660theanswer.com to download your free tickets. Seating is limited. Get your tickets now. We'll be right back.
Yo, it's me. Diamond Dallas Page, the king of Otter Big, the master of the diamond cutter, a three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bye!
Welcome back. This is dedicated to Hillary and Yuma. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, you never know what's under the covers, what they say, what they do. Okay, Chris, just welcome back to Chris Hart, too. We just feel that now that Hillary's in town,
you know, we gotta
it's
give her
great
a proper
to have
welcome.
Somebody, you know, yeah. her associate, what we'll call her staffer now, her staffer's not with her.
Yes, Huma is not to be found, and we're wondering if maybe Alicia Muchado is going to be the new Huma Abedin.
No, she was too fat, couldn't get in the plane.
You know, they do have their own, well, they did have their own compartment
that's right.
together.
Well, she could buy two seats.
Yeah, there you go.
You know how that goes. Oh,
no
boy.
No more Huma.
But really, Chris, in all seriousness, why would Hillary take a woman like that, who was, you know, I guess she was like a pole dancer. Didn't she do, you know, sex acts and stuff on stage?
Remember? Didn't you just answer your own
yeah,
question?
But, oh, please. Please. But I'm just saying, but why would you have somebody if just morally, well, wait, they both are. I'm sorry. I got the
you
answer.
You keep answering your
yeah,
own question.
I answered my own
all
question.
Right.
You know?
All right, let's go to the phone lines once again. That is the chairman of the board, Mike McBath. I'm Christopher Hart. You are listening to the American Adversaries, and Eric is up next. Thank you for calling tonight, Eric. We appreciate you being there.
Hey, guys.
Howdy, Eric.
Howdy. I am a pastor in Stanford, have been for almost 3 years now.
Congratulations.
And I want to make the case to the Christian community and my fellow pastors for Donald Trump.
Good.
I have three things to say about that.
Okay.
Number one, we are not voting on a pastor or a pope. We are voting on a president. And that changes everything.
Yep.
Number two, Donald Trump may not be perfect, but he ain't Hillary. And anybody that hasn't figured out the differences between the two are either just being naive or they're just being stubborn. When you look at that last debate, nothing could be clearer on the differences between these two candidates.
Yep.
And if you are a person who supports life, if you are a pro-life person, I don't see how you can do anything else in the world but vote for Donald Trump. The Supreme Court in this case is the issue. And the third thing is, every time we vote for president, we're just not voting for the president. We're voting for the thousands of people that that president is going to bring in to the federal government.
Right.
Everything from court appointments to lower echelon people. And that is a massive amount of influence within the culture. We're not just voting for him. We're voting for all those he's going to be appointing. And he has already told us what he will appoint. We know what Donald Trump will appoint when it comes to Supreme Court judges. And we know what Hillary will appoint.
Yep.
And I'm simply saying that as a pastor, I look at this from who is going to keep me the most free to do ministry? Who is going to protect babies more? Who is going to uphold the Constitution more? And I don't think that there is a question on that issue at this point in time.
No.
And I agree that Trump is not only going to win, I believe he's going to win big.
You know, I'm getting more and more of the same feeling. But your three points are excellent points, well thought out, well expressed. And the last one in particular, I don't hear many people talking about, and we have occasionally, but probably not as much, because you're absolutely right. The man does surround himself with smart people. He's not intimidated by smart people. He doesn't have to be the smartest one on any given subject or all subjects.
He's been around many, many smart people in all his businesses.
Exactly. He's smart enough to know that having smart people works for you.
Right.
And he is going to get results. But in terms of you're practicing, you're being a pastor and being able to do that freely, I believe that not only if Donald Trump is elected will that guarantee that, but also I believe that we will see a rejuvenation.
So much excitement in there.
Oh, I believe so.
Not only in the country, but I mean in the church, because so many people in the church, like yourself, are really being moved in this election to come forward, to speak, to pray, to do things that normally don't happen in a presidential election. And I believe yes. that will carry through, you know, much beyond Election Day.
One thing, Eric, do you have ways of getting your constituency to the voting polls and stuff? Because, you know, who knows
how they... I've been working on that for several months.
Oh, congratulations. Good. That's great. Good. To see somebody doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Good job,
anybody,
Eric.
Anybody that needs to get there that can't get there on their own, we're going to get them there.
All right. Well, God bless you, and thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for calling in and expressing those sentiments tonight. As I said, they were well thought out and expressed very well.
Chris, can you
and
imagine?
So we really appreciate it, and if there was anybody out there on the fence, I hope that this got them to come over to the right side of the fence.
If all the people of religion would go out and vote, you know, for Trump, it wouldn't even be close.
No.
And we could end all this. It's common sense versus no sense. And that's how simple it is.
It pretty much is. Eric, I'd like to send you a gift certificate to Cafe Positano's. If you like Italian food, you'd love this place.
Oh, I love Cafe Positano.
Okay.
Oh,
well, stay on the line and give you Nick your address, and we'll get that in the mail to you. God bless you. Once again, thank you.
He deserves it just for the organization he's done and, you know, all the backing of Trump and the work.
There is a pastor worth his salt.
I love it. Right? I think he has an obligation to get these people to vote for, you know, the principles of the party.
He is the salt of the earth.
Right.
All right. We'll take another phone call. Nick, who was up next? I'm sorry. Lou. Okay. Lou and then Steve. Lou, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you being there. Thanks.
Yes. Good evening. I just want you to know I really, really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I just hate that Fleetwood Mac music that screams at me. I can't even tell what the words are.
No.
I wish you'd change that music, really.
Which one?
It's a turnoff.
Which one is that?
Where it says, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's not Fleetwood Mac. That's Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Well, he's a lot younger. He wouldn't know.
All right. We'll take that into consideration.
It really is. It's everything. I like everything about you, so except for that.
Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead.
All right. So here's the thing. You know, they're now trying to put up a smoke screen that the Russians are trying to influence the election.
Okay, we're not hearing you very well.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. That's better. That's much better.
That the Russians are trying to influence the election? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Very clear.
Okay. So, but nobody's drawing the dots. Well, if the Russians are hacking and into computers and trying to influence the election, well, that all the more underscores that Hillary put this country at risk because she put all this stuff on an unsecured server, and nobody's saying that. Nobody's drawing that link.
You're right, because if they can have access
to information out there, anybody Hillary can put it out there, right?
Exactly. Lou? Yeah. So yeah, what Lou is saying is the fact that the Russians, presuming it is the Russians, but actually anyone, whoever got a hold of this, proves that she had jeopardized national security.
Right.
Well, she's trying to blame this on the Russians, but everybody's missing the elephant in the room that if they've hacked into a computer trying to influence the election that they're trying to claim, which I don't believe. I think it's just a smokescreen to divert our attention.
Right.
It proves
that she put those documents in a place where they could be easily hacked.
Exactly. Right. And as far as trying to, and then this thing about they're trying to accuse
Russia.
I forgot his name.
Julian Assange.
No, the guy that the head of the FBI.
Oh, Comey, James Comey.
James Comey.
Yeah. They're trying to say, well, he's trying to influence the election. Well, what about John Brazil? You know, giving questions to CNN. That's not influencing the election.
Well, sure.
What about the DNC? It was showing favoritism to Hillary versus Bernie Sanders. That's not influencing the election.
Of course, it is.
You know, the other thing, Chris.
What about people that they paid to go to Trump's rallies and cause disruption and then try to turn it, blame it on him. I say that I hope he sticks to his guns, that Trump sticks to his guns, that if there's any question whatsoever of tampering and voter fraud, which I know there's got to be, because they've admitted it on those tapes, that he holds his ground and challenges it.
Oh, believe me, he will. Believe you me, he will.
That's the only way she'd ever win. That's the only way she could win.
Right. Lou, one thing, too. I believe the Democrats could honestly tell their constituency that there were aliens from outer space that absolutely hacked the emails. Don't you believe? And they would believe it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's lie, yeah. deny.
You can't talk. You can show them the facts, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, and that's why I say politics is a lot like professional wrestling, because, you know, it's more emotion than anything else. By the way, the New York Times today reported that the FBI found no link between the Russians and the Trump campaign. Now, that doesn't go as far as to say that they weren't, you know, doing the source of the hacks. But, in fact, the FBI has not concluded that the Russians are the source of these hacks. They don't know. No one really knows and may never know.
I know. Aliens from outer space.
It might as well have been. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Great points, Lou. Appreciate you calling. Thanks for being out
there.
Okay, thank you. Steve is up next. Steve, thank you for calling and for your patience as well.
Hello, how you doing?
Excellent. How about you tonight?
Okay, I'm just going to raise a quick issue. I think that Obama is going to give Hillary a full pardon.
That's possible. But it won't necessarily get her completely out of trouble, whether she wins or not. Go ahead. I'll explain why, but go ahead.
Okay, she will. Think about it. A presidential pardon immunizes her from criminal prosecution.
On the federal level. But only on the federal level.
Not the state level.
Exactly. It doesn't exonerate her from any crimes on a state level. And
she committed on the state level.
We have prosecutors and FBI field offices in at least five states that are looking into the foundation, that there may have been improprieties with the Clinton Foundation.
Well, bribes.
What about Richard Nixon? Richard Nixon committed violations, didn't he?
No. Those were committed in Washington, D.C., and it was a federal elections violations.
Okay. And then one more issue. Okay.
Yeah.
Impeachment. A pardon cannot immunize her from impeachment.
That is correct, too. You're correct about that. If she wins, he can pardon her, but once again, it's only from federal legal jeopardy, not state and not impeachment. Okay, he can't do anything about impeachment. That would, of course, be determined by would the Republicans have the guts to do it? Would they have the case to make it? And would they control the Senate where she would be convicted or not? Because impeachment is a trial process. The quote unquote impeachment is the indictment. That's why Bill Clinton was impeached, but he was never convicted. The House indicts via the impeachment, and then the Senate holds the trial. And it was a kangaroo court for Clinton. So it could turn out to be the same thing again.
Right. There was a congressman saying that, you know, right now, assuming that the House and the Senate vote held, there would be enough votes, just a majority in the House to impeach her, but you need two-thirds in the Senate.
To convict.
Why Richard Nixon resigned, because the Senate voted, and then he said that, you know, there's going to be a trial, and I'm going to be kicked out, so I'll just resign.
He saw the handwriting on the wall. Plus, Nixon, this was the second time when Nixon put the country's interests ahead of his own. The first time was in 1960, when he lost the race to John F. Kennedy, and there was a lot of substantiated allegations of voter fraud. Voter fraud in Texas, thanks to Lyndon Johnson and his apparatus down there, and voter fraud in Illinois, thanks to Joe Kennedy, John F. Kennedy's father, and his ties with the mobs and the unions in and around Chicago. And Richard Nixon was being pressed by a lot of people to challenge that election, kind of like Al Gore did, but he put the country's interest ahead of his own, and he said, no, if I do that, it will rip the country apart. Kind of like what Al Gore did. And then again, in 74, he resigned. I think it was, in 74, he resigned rather than put the nation through that again. So, he was Tricky Dick, and he had his bad side, but he also, when push came to shove, he put the nation's interest ahead of his own.
Okay.
So
under your analysis, at least, if she gets to the White House, and Obama gives her a pardon, she cannot escape the state stuff, and she's not going to be impeached. She'll just remain as president, and she'll be prosecuted at state level.
That's a possibility. And let's just say the political winds would, of course, be against that. And but if she gets elected, let's just say her legal problems don't go away no matter what Barack Obama does. Okay? All right. Thank you, Steve. Excellent thoughts and questions. Appreciate that. We got to take a break. We come back. We're going to tell you about Thursday's contest.
This is huge.
Yep.
And huge.
We want Hillary to hear it if she's out there. And Rick and Tim will get to your phone calls, too. Please stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
I-4 eastbound is slow at the Turnpike and then heavy John Young Parkway up to Maitland for 30 minutes plus. Maitland to 434 is slow and heavy 417 to the bridge. Westbound, brake lights from Lake Mary to 434, then slowdowns from Fairbanks to Michigan, John Young Parkway to the Turnpike Beach Line to 535 and past 192. The 408 eastbound south trail to I-4 heavy. It's slow at 436 and at 417. Westbound, slow at I-4 and then heavy John Young Parkway to Hiawassee. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. 60, the answer.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
Another song dedicated to Hillary Clinton from Huma Abedin.
This must be dedication night, Chris, you know?
I think Huma's upset.
Well, Huma's staying at home.
I think
Huma's
she's a
listening.
Little upset. Yeah. Yeah, she's no longer part of the Clinton dog and pony show.
Well, she's going to be part of it, I can tell
pun
you that.
Pun intended.
She's
there.
Really going to be part of
All
it.
All right, if you're in the Sanford area, you might want to avoid the downtown lakefront area around the Civic Center. Hillary Clinton is scheduled to speak there at 6:15 tonight. And by the way, if you do want to go down there and protest or whatever, that's fine. Just I don't recommend that you do what they did in Ohio.
Oh, Chris, this was really pretty sad. Actually, what happened in front of the DNC headquarters in Warren, Ohio, they dumped actually 3 truckloads of manure in front of the headquarters.
Take that.
And then, she had just spoken there recently, so I guess this was dedicated to her speech and her thoughts and ideas.
Yeah.
And, I mean, is that hilarious?
Maybe
that
it was sent.
Place?
Maybe it was sent from those people down in Georgia where her campaign bus kind of did the same.
Oh. Well, this is what, if I was the people in Sanford, I'd make sure I have my health officials out there checking those campaign buses that they're not depositing on the highway.
All right. Contest rules.
Okay. Well, we all know.
Thursday's contest.
This is Thursday's contest. We've had some great, great responses. And this week, I think we're all of the belief that Hillary's done. And the game's over.
Let's not jinx it, okay? Let's don't do the same mistake that they did.
I sound like they are doing it, all don't
right,
I?
All right.
But let's
at least explore the possibility.
Right, the possibilities, and it looks like, as Trump said.
And this kind of goes to Steve's question.
Right, and Trump has said that if he wins, there's a good chance he'll prosecute her, and I'd say if he prosecutes her, she goes to the big house. So what we have to do, and we need your help, we got to come up with three ways that we can help Hillary. One, you need to name the prison she'll go to. Two, the type of uniform that she'll wear, because she is a high-quality individual.
Oh, sure.
And three, her food diet, because, you know, this is a person that really takes care of herself.
Oh, yeah.
So, now, to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, my selection for prison, my selection, and you can repeat the other guy's selection, because you got three combinations.
Yeah, you can mix it up.
Right. My selection is Gitmo. I think she'll probably have a Muslim male roommate, so they can discuss immigration the whole time she's there.
The refugees.
I believe her prison uniform should probably be a string bikini.
Oh.
You know, she's in the islands.
Oh, boy,
would that be tight. Could you see the Muslim trying to get out of the prison like he's trying to rip through the bars? Oh, my God, that would be a nightmare.
Careful now. You talk about war crimes.
Oh, that would be just terrible. And then for a food diet, I mean, it's important that she eats well. I think they should give her what she's given us. And I suggest as a food diet, possibly the backwash from the Hillary's campaign buses that have been depositing the backwash on the street. So
I thought you were going to say what y'all feed Chance.
Oh, yeah.
Chance is his horse, by the way.
I know. No, that's too high quality. Let me tell you something. But name the prison, name the uniform, and please help us with her diet.
Only Mike McBath can come up with these
contests.
This
is going to open up the floodgates on this one.
Oh, Lord. And he does this without any help.
Well, you know, when you have a sick mind, you're able to do things like that.
Let's go to Rick. Thank you for calling tonight, Rick. We appreciate you being there.
Hey, guys. Always appreciate you. I've been listening since you guys started.
Thank you.
I've had some issues with all Trump all the time. But, he was like the last out of the 17 that I would have voted. But I already voted for him.
So. Well, thank you. We appreciate you doing that. That was big of you
always
to do that.
Remember, too, Rick, when we talk about Trump and everything, we both believe definitely in the principles of the party, too. You know, not only do I vote for a person, I vote for the principles of the party.
Yeah. Well, that's really the only reason, because, I mean, I obviously have issues with the man's character. But, he has a great family. You could say something positive about the guy.
Yeah, indeed.
You know?
Indeed he does. I think that says something about him, too. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
But in any event, you guys have a weird sense of humor.
Thank you. I think.
It was meant as a compliment.
Okay, we took it as such.
And I'm curious. I'm just curious. I mean, you focus on the national election all the time. And there's a lot of local elections that, Webster's running for, for Congress, right? I mean, he's trying to keep his seat in Congress.
Yeah,
and I think that matters. And then Val Demings is running, and I don't hear anything against her because I think they're backing her big time, and they're trying to make a powerhouse out of her. And meanwhile, there's a worthy candidate against her.
Tui Lo.
You know Tui. Okay.
Yeah.
So this woman was on one of the last helicopters that pulled out of the embassy in Vietnam.
Yeah.
So she has. So much gratitude to our nation for having saved their family, and she, the only reason she's running, the main reason she's running is she wants to give back to the country.
Yeah. You know?
Yes.
So I'm surprised that, you know, I haven't heard any shout-outs to any of the candidates like Webster or Lowe or you know, all the other conservatives that are running.
Well,
I'm just curious. I'm just curious of why are we neglecting the national, they're also national elections, because it's important to keep Congress and the Senate, no?
It is indeed.
Well, we've worked on that.
We encourage people to vote Republican down the line, and we'll try to encourage that more as the election day approaches. Criticism well taken. All right. Thank you. We appreciate it, Rick. Good point. We'll be right back with more of the show.
Hi, this is Roxy Astor from Glow, one of the Park Avenue knockouts. When I'm not shopping or getting my nails done, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. These guys are the best when it comes to political professional wrestling. I'd step in the ring any day with these guys, but of course I'd win.
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks, and let's help Donald Trump win and Republicans on down the ticket. Yeah, John Mike has been a great supporter of Donald Trump, unlike Paul Ryan today, who said, oh, he voted for Donald Trump.
You mean the lion, Paul Ryan?
St. Pauli girl.
Or Judas, one or the other.
St.
Right?
Pauli girl, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, please do support John Micah, Dan Webster, Twee Lowe, Republicans all the way, okay? Republicans all the way. And we've been focusing on Donald Trump because the top of the ticket is going to determine what happens down the ticket to a great extent. So let's get this thing done all the way down the line. By the way, you can come out and help us rally the vote Monday. That is Election Eve, November the 7th. And this event begins at 1 p.m. The doors open at 12 noon at the Starlight Baptist Church in Winter Springs. You're all invited, everybody who can make it. And you'll be able to get up close and personal and hear Sheriff David Clark. That's right, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark.
He was absolutely terrific at our last event.
Right, and he'll be able to speak much more at length at this event, along with Mike Gallagher. I'll be there. And might even give me a little speaking time. Who knows? And come on out and meet us and help us rally the vote. And this is Monday, 12 noon, doors open. Event starts at 1. It's scheduled to last 90 minutes. You might have heard Mike Gallagher talking about this on his show this morning. The Salem Media Group, once again, has... They've really given 100% effort. Exactly, the extra mile.
Doubt. You can't ask for anything more.
You don't see this happening from Clear Channel or Cox
right.
or
CBS. How many people are going to put themselves out on the limb?
That's right.
Afraid to alienate people.
That's right. We're so proud to be a part of the Salem Media Group for reasons like this. I mean, they put their money where their mouth is. They're putting their corporate jet to use again, and they're going to crisscross this country, go into battleground states. All across the continental United States. So come on out and help us rally the vote Monday, 12 noon, Starlight Baptist Church, Winter Springs. Tickets are free. You get them at am660theanswer.com, am660theanswer.com.
You know, and it's amazing to see how committed Mike Gallagher is. You know, he's been on the Trump bandwagon from the beginning.
Well, he wasn't as fervent as we were.
We were before him. But,
right.
You know,
but he was always very
to us enjoying.
And he was always very fair.
Right.
And he never counted Trump out. He never dismissed Trump. He never made fun of Trump like all the others pretty much did.
So Michael Medved's not invited.
No. Neither is Hugh.
I don't think so.
Neither is our buddy Hugh.
I can imagine that.
All right. That's right. Okay. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've had Bill waiting for some time. Bill, thanks for your patience. By the way, not this Bill, but another Bill called with a vote for our intro music. So
the
votes for are winning. All right. Not that we're asking for a poll or anything. Bill, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being there.
Just a quick comment. It seems to me all of this touching incidents that Donald Trump was accused of probably might have happened back when he was a Democrat. Wasn't he a Democrat?
He was at the time of the bus incident.
That's right, because you can then get away with anything, right, Bill?
That's right.
I would understand if it did happen, why.
Well, and
not only that,
but I mean, that's the Hollywood culture. I mean, it's so, you know, hypocritical for the Democrats to, you know, pal around with the Hollywood culture and then turn around and use that against Donald Trump, right? I mean,
the whole thing was so childish, Chris. I mean, he bumps into somebody. He, right. You know, maybe had
and
a drink or
way,
two and pinched somebody. Oh my God, that's horrible. So yes. That's, I mean, come on, compare it to 450,000 Syrian dead. Come on.
Yeah. Bill?
Yes.
But I was going to say, was that your point?
That was my point. If you think it's good, pass it on. If you think it's ridiculous, let it die.
It was good.
We'll pass it on. It was good. Thank you, Bill. Okay. God bless you. Appreciate you waiting. Yes.
Great.
Our old friend Mike Bass is on the phone. Mike Bass, how you doing tonight?
Just fine, guys.
Hey, Mike.
First thing I want to tell Mike was I'm a big Penn State fan now. You know, after beating Ohio State.
I appreciate that, Mike, that we had our fourth win in a row.
I believe that anything can happen, Mike, you know?
That's what
right.
We talked about, even in politics, right?
That's
here
right.
Was a
even
team,
in politics. So
no one expected it, and they came all the way back. They're a 21-point underdog, and the 107,000 people, everybody rejoiced. And guess what's going to happen Tuesday, Mike?
So maybe we all ought to wear white on Tuesday.
Yeah, blue and white. We'll have a white out.
Well, wear red when you vote.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
Hey. Listen, I got an in-the-field report for y'all. You ready for this?
Good.
Yeah,
good.
So I went to the Seminole County Republican campaign headquarters today to pick up some Trump yard signs, right?
Yeah.
Right. And some bumper stickers. Guess what? They're out. They have none.
Is that
they're
right?
None.
That's
and
a good sign.
Guess what the run was for today? They ran out today. And the guy was 20 minutes before I got there, about the last one. And the big run today was people are taking those yard signs and going up to the Hillary campaign for the so there's going to be Trump yard signs
everywhere.
Over that place.
I love it.
How cool is that?
Welcome to Sanford, Hillary.
Yeah. Welcome to Central Florida. That's great,
it.
Mike.
I thought y'all'd appreciate that.
Yeah, we do.
We did. We
and
appreciate
I'm sure our
you.
Listeners appreciate that too.
Absolutely. We appreciate you, Mike. You need to stop
Bye,
by.
Guys.
Okay.
Take care, man. We'll
Thanks.
See y'all later.
You too.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. God bless you.
See,
yeah, that is our friend Mike.
He remembers a week and a half ago, the Penn State, which is the predictor of Trump.
Yeah, well, like we said, though, you know, the odds, they weren't given a chance to win that game. The odds were stacked against them. It started out bad, and lo and behold, look what happened.
And in the very end, in the last 5 minutes, it turned around.
It turned
look
around.
Look what happened.
And look what's happened
so
in this last...
Send Trump a Penn State jersey.
And look what's happened in this last,
I know.
A week.
That's what I'm saying. No one would have predicted this.
When we, coincidentally, if you will, we started our power prayers last Tuesday morning, lo and behold, the Obamacare admission comes out.
And we did our analogy on the Penn State game.
And
that
then, that's right. And then you had the foundation stuff come out about them, you know, enriching themselves. And then, of course, the bombshell from the FBI. So much can happen in a week's time in politics. Yeah. It is a lifetime, if you will. All right, Sherry, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you being there.
Hi, good evening, Mike. Good evening, Chris.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey.
Hi.
Howdy. Howdy.
Listen, I wouldn't be calling you except Pastor Eric. Was that his name?
Right,
yes,
it was.
And, you know, when I go to sleep at night, I leave the radio going, and I'm usually listening to Larry Elder.
Yeah.
And he replays it. His show plays over twice.
Right, yeah.
But after that, there's another show that comes on. And I don't know if you stay up late enough to listen to it.
No,
I don't, but
no.
I wake up. And it's one guy, but he's always got another sidekick on there, and they're Christians, and they talk about faith and all this. But the whole time that I hear them, they're doing nothing but bashing Trump.
Oh, that's such a shame.
And what made me when Pastor Reed said that last night, I woke up. I think they come on about 1 o'clock to three, one to three. I think they're on about 2 hours.
I think I've actually heard
that long.
Yeah.
I switch. I go up the dial or go down the dial, man, and then go back to sleep. But, you know, they said 75% of our text messages and our emails are negative.
You mean of theirs?
Of what they're saying about Trump.
Yeah.
And they don't care because they are right.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately.
And he said last night, he said, you know, this is some of the things we get, we're tired of hearing. We hear people calling up and saying, we're not electing a pope or a pastor.
So they get tired of hearing that, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, they're going to get tired of hearing the government come down on them should Hillary Clinton get elected.
I know. You ought to turn the radio on at night and listen to them for a while.
Well, usually I'm in bed by 10:30.
Yeah, sometimes I am, but, I don't.
But, this morning I got up to meet Frank at 3:30 to do our power prayer, and Michael Medved was on.
Until 6.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, well, see, I never knew that because I've never, that's not my domain, if you will.
Yeah, I'm sure they have a podcast or something you can go back and listen to. I mean, you'll be able to listen to them for very long.
Yeah,
I think 3 in the morning is a good time for Michael Medved to be on.
Yeah, I thank you for telling me that, but I think that people who are thinking like that are in a very, very small minority, even amongst the believers in Christ. I believe that a lot of people are more practical thinking, like Pastor Eric. And believe you me, I believe that Christians see that Donald Trump is the person God has put in this place at this time for this moment. And they're putting their faith in God, not in Donald Trump. You follow what I'm saying here? Christians, like Pastor Eric, they understand that God works in his own way, and he doesn't consult us as to who we approve or disapprove of, and that God has put this person, Donald Trump, in this place at this time for his purpose, and he is, in that sense, perfect for the moment. And Christians should be more than happy to vote for the man rather than to try to run him down. And they're going to have some explaining to do when they get to the pearly gates. That's all I got to say, right? Because at the end of the day, for each one of us, individually speaking, for each one of us, this is a matter of faith. Do we really have faith in God or not? Because if our faith is contingent upon our approval, it ain't worth nothing. Right? Faith in God means just that. We'll be right. Oh, I'm sorry. We still have plenty of time. Let's go ahead.
The contest. One quick thing. The other night when he was on, at one of his rallies, he came out and he said, if I knew I was going to be a politician, I'd have certainly lived a little bit different, which is very true. Because what they try to do, they backwash him and try to make all these accusations. Well, you know what? I wasn't in politics. Well, and it's like all the garbage they used to say, well, what was your opinion on the Iraq War? It doesn't matter what my opinion was. I wasn't in politics.
Right.
You people are, and you were supposedly, providing and emphasizing the faith of the people, which you all failed.
Yeah. I understand why he said that.
Yeah.
But in fact, he is where he is because of who he is.
And probably his past performance and all the different factors he's touched upon.
Everything that he's done in his life led him to where he is. Just for the same for each and every one of us. All right? All the trials and tribulations and all the good times and everything that we've gone through our lives got us to where we are now. Right?
I agree.
All right. Okay. So, thank you, Sherry, for the call.
This was his training camp, as we call it.
Yeah, exactly. And she says keep the music, too. We intend to do just that.
The contest.
Yes, let's do the contest rules again.
Well, again, as we all are aware of, it's looking more and more dim for Hillary. She might not know it yet, but I think we do. But the reality of the contest is we all got to put our minds together, and there's three parts to this contest. You've got a name. The prison you think she'll be going to, which is, many, many different prisons. The type of prison uniform that she'll wear.
Yeah.
And finally, her food diet. Because you can have different combinations and repeat one of somebody else's. Now, what is my combination for Hillary? I think because she likes warm weather, and I think we should put her down in Gitmo. At least get some type of use out of the prison, right?
Yeah.
I think she needs a roommate, and that could be a Muslim from the Muslim Brotherhood, because she's a major advocate of that. I think for her uniform, there's many, many ways we could dress her or ask her to dress. I think we'll go with a string bikini.
I just got to know where you came up with that.
I know. That is so repulsive. Can you see that the Muslim guy trying to break out of the prison?
I don't want to see that. That's
God.
I don't want to see that.
And then
as I like string bikinis, I don't want to see one in that application.
You imagine the guy would be screaming and yelling. We'd probably read it. He actually hung himself. You know what I mean? But
with the string.
With the string bikini, right? And then for her diet, because she and her people have been so kind and considerate of the American people, I think she needs to be served the backwash from her Hillary campaign buses that seem to deposit this all over our highways.
Mm.
So that's my three. Come up with your three, and let's see who wins. And like you said, I love these prizes.
That's right.
Fabulous.
$20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, mm-hmm. only the finest Italian restaurant in this town. Also, you'll get, now, by the way, that's compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, jerrysmb.com, and they also service Treat, if you will, BMWs. You'll get the $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats, compliments of Rick Brown, and you'll get that life-size cutout, $125 value from Dino Rentos Studios, dinorentosstudios.com. And Dino and Janice, of course, were in on the show. They're going to be back here.
And they were fun people. And again, Chris, as we know, all the different ways you can put your favorite politician, make him life-size, your favorite sports hero, or your horses, your dogs, your cats.
Right.
And really, a lot of people use them as like a memorial. Let's say you had a dog. I'd take a picture of the dog and put it up.
That's right. The life-size cutout. And but don't get stuck. That's not just what they do. They do all sorts
of
things.
Stuff. Right.
That's right. They can do
lots.
They can do three-dimensional signage for you. They can help you plan a party or a convention-type event.
Remember, they could create a pile of manure.
If you like.
Out in front of the DNC headquarters, right?
If you like.
Without the smell. Actually, Hillary could get in it, according to the emails. Is that not true?
I don't know. Anyway, they can do just about anything you can imagine. They've got 3D printers over there, and they can help you decorate any party. And it would be, you know, let's just say your party will stand out above and head and shoulders above any other party in the neighborhood or in your circle of friends if you use Dino Rento Studios to help you decorate and bring that party off. Yeah, we're already getting contest calls. Now, that's Thursday, okay?
Thursday. And I expect some unbelievable creative ideas here.
Yes, indeed. All right, that's DinoRentoStudios.com. And once again, they're great folks. And, you know, with the holiday season coming up, you need to get a hold of them now and get your order in. Make sure that it happens. You know, they can help you decorate your yard that special way.
Right.
And
you can do nativity scenes. I mean, in all seriousness, they could produce anything you want.
Exactly. Right. They could make a really nice, inexpensive nativity scene that will just be glorious. Believe me, they can do it at Dino Rento Studios, dinorentostudios.com, 800-704-7089. All right, we're going to take a break and come back and wrap up tonight's show. We'll give you a run through some quick poll numbers. They have flipped, and Trump has definitely got the moment, the big mo on his side.
It's getting very exciting.
That's right. Mm. Let's all go see the elephant. I'm a road runner, honey. I'll be right back. Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123, 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Okay, we're back as we wrap up our show. Don't forget Larry Elder's coming up next here at 7 o'clock. Election night. Here's where you want to get your coverage, right here.
We're going to be here the whole time, right?
We're going to be here as long as it takes.
You think Positano's will deliver a pizza to us?
I imagine they would.
Good. Yeah. Okay, I'm here.
That's right. That's right. All right. Okay, and don't forget, Monday, Decision 2016, Rally the Vote. Come out and rally the vote with us at the Starlight Baptist Church, 350 Hayes Road, Winter Springs. Get your tickets. They are free at am660theanswer.com. Mike Gallagher will be there speaking. Sheriff David Clark will be there speaking. I'll be there. And who knows who might else be there. But get your tickets now. There is limited seating. The doors open at noon. The program begins at 1. And don't forget, tomorrow, 4 p.m., Central Florida Fairgrounds, Barnett Park down there, West Colonial Drive, Donald J. Trump in town tomorrow. And believe me, the crowd that he gets tomorrow is going to dwarf.
Do you think it'll be more than 700 people compared to what Hillary has?
I predict between 15,000 and 20,000 tomorrow.
And what do you think the media is going to show?
And I bet a lot of black people are going to be there, too.
They're going to be lots.
God bless them all. God bless everybody.
They understand economically what he can do for them. They've been failed miserably by the Democratic Party. They know that.
That's right. That's right. Okay, one thing the Clinton campaign has come up with is personalized donation. What is this?
Chris, you won't believe this story. You know, a personalized donation tool was released recently by the Hillary Clinton campaign, which allows supporters to, this is unbelievable, to dedicate their donations to honor anyone they want, right? However, it rejects names of Benghazi victims, Bill Clinton's rape accusers, and any other names of people involved in controversies surrounding the Clintons. Is that disgusting? How can you be a Democrat?
It's typical. Well, I believe a lot of Democrats are sick and tired of this business.
This is garbage.
And the sordid mess is getting ready to be cleaned up here real soon.
Common sense versus nonsense.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
All right. So the election is 1 week from today. Once again, we'll be here that night with election coverage. You'll have, of course, coverage all day long. Our show will be here from 5 to 7, and then we'll start election night coverage and right on extended coverage
We'll be doing all the locals.
Yeah, local and states. And, of course, we do encourage you to get out and vote for John Micah. He has been a real trooper for Central Florida. We've had our disagreements with him at times, but he's the man we need in that job right now. We don't need Stephanie Murphy. She's Hillary Clinton wannabe.
And remember, Pelosi put in $4.5 million. Pelosi, remember who she is?
Yep.
Obamacare, the lady we love the most, right?
Yep.
She is backing his opponent.
Yep. And Twi Lo would be a great alternative to Val Demings. Val Demings, this is another Penn State, Ohio State thing. Twi has been given not a single chance to win that district. It would be a huge win if Twi Lo
could float in on the Trump parade.
Indeed. Of course, our man Daniel Webster. We need to get him reelected. We need to get Wayne Liebnitsky down there in Osceola County. Republicans down the line.
But we can get everything we want implemented to be implemented for once.
Let's just put it this way.
For most of what we
like. We get Trump in there. We want as many people in there that can help him as possible. Yes, some Republicans are wishy-washy like St. Pauli Girl Ryan. But look, if we elect Trump, we can get rid of St. Pauli Girl Ryan. Believe me, we can deal with that
guy. Even though he voted for Trump today, Chris?
Oh, whoop-de-doo. Oh, isn't he something? Isn't he the man?
What a hero, right?
Well, at least he did more than John Kasich.
basic, might as well get out of politics, particularly in Ohio, because Trump's going to take Ohio, and I guarantee those Republicans are going to be bitter.
That, and they should be towards John Kasich, because he has demonstrated that he is a petty little man. And anybody else out there who is still playing this never-Trumper game, given all this, these revelations about Hillary and all the promise that Donald Trump possesses. He's got the right message. He's got the right people around him. And he's got people like you and us praying for him. Not just praying that he'll be elected, but praying for guidance for him, praying for protection for him, praying for the people that he'll surround himself with.
Could you have a better person than Mike Pence for vice president? I don't think I've seen a vice president for years. The quality of Mike Pence,
which
tells you the judgment capabilities of Donald Trump.
Indeed, it does. Indeed, they oftentimes, the liberal talking heads say, presidential candidates, vice presidential pick tells us volumes about him, right?
Yeah, well, Hillary's tells me a lot about her.
So, doesn't it, though?
A madman. I mean, that guy doesn't does it? Look like the guy window when to hit the nuclear weapon button, right? And they try to label Trump as some type of crazy guy.
Was he the guy that went trick-or-treating to Hillary's house last night you were telling me about?
Oh, yeah. That was Hillary actually, I heard, just about had a heart attack. His little boy in a costume arrived at Hillary's house last night, and he was dressed as an email server. She just about had a heart attack.
Maybe that was Nick's friend, because Nick's friend was at the Comic-Con. Oh. What was it he was wearing?
Yeah, he wrote up fake Hillary emails, said, I found the emails were a bulletin board, you know,
full
of emails. It was great.
We should have sent them all over to the rally today dressed in those costumes, and then somebody as a duck.
All right. Welcome to Central Florida, Hillary. We're going to figure out a nice, warm, safe spot for you to spend the next 4, 6, 8, 10 years.
With the help of all our listeners.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Free room and board for you. The taxpayers will pay it, and it won't be in the White House. It'll be in
the
big house.
Not much for clothing, though.
That's right.